Whether you're a knowledge worker or someone who leads them, you need the proper skills. Leadership, communication, teamwork, emotional intelligence, strategy, and tactics. This is the place to learn them. My name is Jose, and I'm a product manager and coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit josemoda.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemoda.net. Back to the show. Our workdays are filled with different activities, making decisions, talking about the solutions we're building them, planning, writing email, meetings. It's 2023, and it becomes more and more valuable to grow out of our specialty by understanding a little bit of everything others around us do, as well as developing human skills that help us collaborate better and be more productive. When we have so many things to do and learn, it becomes increasingly more difficult to find time to focus deeply in our work. Whether we're writing code, designing a marketing campaign or a web page, analyzing data, etc. The question becomes, what can you do to increase the amount of time to perform deep, focused work and manage your time better? My proposal is, talk less, be concise. Developing conciseness is quite the challenge. I'll say, people love to talk about what is important to them, and creative knowledge work is one of them. Have you noticed yourself talking effusively about your projects, something you learned recently and loved it, your hobbies, etc.? How long did that take? Be honest. Maybe a little more than usual, right? Conciseness impacts all aspects of our interactions with others. Meetings, workshops, email, reporting, chat, the list goes on. When you strive for clarity, we end up being concise. Most often, when we extend ourselves too much, the core message is lost, and we end up not being as clear as we could, which means that the other person will either ask questions or tell you they didn't understand you. It can mean the difference when closing that deal, sharing your good ideas with your team, landing that funding round for your startup. There are many benefits of being concise when communicating with others, and here are three of my favorites, to which I'll share two insights or tips. Benefit number one, you get more time. If we talk less, we do more. It doesn't mean that we don't talk at all, though. There's a difference between minimal and essential. The key is to know what essential means. It changes depending on the context. If you're having a training workshop, you might want to share stories that relate to the topic being discussed. Storytelling has a longer format and texture than, say, a weekly status meeting. When telling a story, essential might mean to set the right context at the right time, with just enough information to make it compelling. When sharing your update on a meeting, by contrast, briefly sharing what you've done, the impact it generated, and summarize what you need help with is considered essential. No over-the-top explanations or justifications. So how do you make more time by being concise? Here are two insights or tips. Number one, if someone asks you a question, say nothing more or less than expected. Here's an example. How much time does it take to write that report? Someone might ask you. There are two ways to answer this, the good one and the bad one. The good one is, I expect to take 2 hours. If something happens, I'll let you know. That's a good answer, pretty concise, to the point. Here's a wrong answer though, it's going to take a little while. Well, I'm estimating it'll take around 2 hours to complete the report. However, it's worth mentioning that unexpected things can pop up. If, for instance, there are any unforeseen interruptions like urgent emails or bugs, it might stretch the time frame a bit. I'll do my best to keep it within the 2-hour mark, but I'll give you a heads up if anything unexpected comes up that might cause a delay. Oof, that was a mouthful. See the difference between a good answer and a less ideal one? Keep it concise. No one cares if something pops up. Just let them know that there's a possibility and keep that as short as possible. Tip number two, take time to think before speaking. This is a terrible suggestion and it works. Elon Musk does that. I'll leave you a link in the description with an example where Elon actually takes 10 to 20 seconds to think before giving his answer. People will appreciate you thinking silently instead of filling the void with nonsense until you give them what they want. Benefit number two, you get more clarity. Clarity presupposes conciseness. If the message is clear, we save ourselves time and resources to get to work. Too many meanings are usually a sign of ineffective communication. When that happens, people lose motivation and trust erodes away. When management can't trust teams, they schedule more meetings. This is a vicious loop. To break that loop, you increase clarity. To increase clarity, you speak concisely. Among the most popular scenarios where clarity is quintessential are planning and setting goals, onboarding, talking to customers, giving feedback, or delegating. When the goal is clear and concise when planning, people understand it and move on with planning around the goal. When the onboarding materials are clear and concise, the process is quicker and new hires become productive faster. When you go talk to customers with a strong focus on what they need and we solve their problems concisely, we respect their time, and they will appreciate the fact that we've given them the right amount of attention. When we provide just enough context for feedback and highlight the exact behavior that generated an unexpected impact, we let the other person know clearly what could be better and significantly reduce the odds of that person feeling threatened or upset. When we ask others to do something that's delegating with concise and clear expectations, they understand it quickly and can get it done more effectively. So here's my two insights or tips for increasing clarity by being concise. Number one, clarify the context through simple questions. I've gone over this topic of asking good questions in episode 40 with the 5W1H method. These are six key question words that will allow you to ask really good open questions. When a challenge comes up and you can't fully comprehend it, ask them. Simple, open, concise questions. Bonus tip, I also talk about the meta model from NLP in episode 39. It's a great start to the topic of asking good questions and clearing the message for distortions, generalizations, or deletions. Tip number two, prefer simple language. When you have the chance to use more common words instead of fancy ones, it goes a long way. It depends on the audience, though, how you shape the tone of your message, and most of the time, less is more. Benefit number three, you gain more trust. Trust is golden. If you have it, everything else falls into place. Maintaining that trust requires effort and ethical standards. One of the ways to elevate trust is by respecting other people's time and be concise when we can. Let me give you an example. Scrum teams gather every day for 15 minutes. If there's six people to plan their day one at a time, assuming they would start and end on time, each one would have less than 3 minutes to speak. That's even less time if the team's bigger, which can be. Usually, everyone wants to be as transparent as they can, which increases the chance of saying too much. When you aim to be concise and to the point of the planning session, all of a sudden it becomes productive and enjoyable rather than dull and irrelevant. The team trusts that those 15 minutes are important and each one will only say what is essential for that day. A good side effect of this practice is that leadership in the company notices the morale of the team, observes consistent results, and stays out of the way. So how do you increase trust by being concise? Here's two tips. Number one, confirm by rephrasing. This might sound repetitive at first glance, and there's depth beneath this tip. If you rephrase what other people say at the moment they say it, they can confirm on the spot, and they trust you've understood them through confirmation. If you don't, there's a chance you'll waste everyone's time and have to meet again some other time, and thus not being concise at all. That's good math. Tip number two, get to the point even when falling short. When you can't fully meet your goals or complete your tasks, briefly explain the shortcoming and immediately offer a quick set of options to get back on your feet. Assuming you've done your best, giving out a summary of the key factors for the underachievement makes the conversation more transparent and trust remains at healthy levels, particularly when it comes to owning your results openly, regardless of what they are. To summarize my point today, communicating concisely, whether writing or speaking, works wonders. It saves time since there aren't as many meetings and we don't speak more than we should. It increases clarity. Saying only what is essential with the right words spares everyone from parsing through irrelevant information. It increases trust. Saying less respects everyone's time and gets to the point with transparency. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemoda.net and I'll answer it. Make it a great one.